He didn't say anything bad about me, did he? Last night, I had a dream. You were in it, and I was in it with you. And everyone that I know, and everyone that you know was in my dream. I saw a vampire, saw a ghost. Everybody scared me. You scared me the most. In the dream I had last night. In the dream I had last night. In my dream. Starting out in the barnyard at sundown. And everyone was laughing. And you were lying on the ground. You said, honey, can you tell me what your name is? I said, you know what my name is. Last night, I had a dream. You were in it, and I was in it with you. And everyone that I know, and everyone that you know was in my dream. Saw a vampire. Saw a ghost. Everybody scared me. You scared me the most. In the dream I had last night. In the dream I had last night. In my dream. no reason. Short people got no reason to live. They got little hands, little eyes. They walk around telling great big lies. They got little noses and tiny little teeth. They wear platform shoes on their nasty little feet. Well, I don't want no short people. Don't want no short people. Don't want no short people around here. Short people are just the same as you and I. Fools such as I. All men are brothers until the day they die. It's a wonderful world. Short people got nobody. Short people got nobody. Short people got nobody to love. They got no baby legs. They stand so low. You got to pick them up just to say hello. They got little cars that go beep, beep, beep. They got little voices going deep, deep, deep. They got grubby little fingers and dirty little minds. And they're gonna get you every time. Well, I don't want no short people. Don't want no short people. Don't want no short people around here. Was a little girl, maybe 5'2". Had the cutest little feet, made my heart go tweet tweet. Quite a pleasant disposition. Schubert wishes he could have written shit like this. Then came a pretty young French girl, whom I met in Las Vegas. When I was there with my parents, all mine, had a real nice conversation. Met a girl at the bakery. She wanted to borrow my car from me. I said, take it, baby. She took it down to Mexico. Ran over a man named Juan. Then I went to college. Met a college girl. She lived in a sorority house across from school. Got a real fine education. Had 7 women on my mind. Now I'm married with a very lovely wife. 4 cute little boys. So nice. That's just half the story of the girls in my life. What I've actually been working on and have almost completed is a sort of a musical version of Goethe's Faust. I've decomposed it and taken it, tightened it up a bit, taken out some of the more intelligent parts. But in any case, what I've done is I've made an album wherein I play the devil and Faust is Don Henley. Faust is a college student in this, but Henley plays him sort of young. James Taylor is the Lord, and Linda Ronstadt is Margaret or Gretchen, and Bonnie Raitt is Martha or Fred. See, I could tell them this in Iowa, but they wouldn't know who these people were. And Elton John plays an embittered British angel. It's almost a redundancy. He's British. And he gets into heaven on a sort of a technicality. He's angry because he thought his country was supposed to have won those two wars. And he's angry at God. Let me play you the Elton John song, and then I'll play you the way it opens. See, in my version, in Goethe's version, the devil has already been expelled. Lucifer has been expelled, and they have the prologue. I have three prologues where he only has two. He was so stupid about form and structure. But this British angel that Elton plays, and he sings it this very well, is bitter. He was a fighter pilot in World War II. So. And he gets into heaven on some kind of technicality. He's a bad person, but he gets in there. Someone, St. Bernard or someone gets him in, another anti-Semite. In two long wars, my country bled. Save the world for everyone. Through the years, the fight we led. Too long we stood alone, too long alone. And when at last the battle won, we asked for no reward. The empire gone, two generations turned to blood and dust. Only the best were lost. Only the best. And now the years have passed, the times have changed. The foe has risen up, he stands astride the world, his dreams of conquest all fulfilled. Little island, glory lost in the mists of time. Little island, he will pay for what was done to those of us who died so young. He will pay for what was done. Little island, little island, little island. A year ago, when things looked a little better for your economy, you had risen up then, but now you're not as risen as you were. But the this my Faust begins. I call it my Faust, but I'm going to give him credit. You know, Goethe and Newman. But it opens in 4000 BC. The Lord has just created the universe. Darwin was wrong, and people in Sumeria and Egypt are busy getting things done so all the carbon dating works out. And he hasn't decided yet what to do with heaven. Some of the old line angels are up there. Lucifer, who's well-liked by all, knows lots of stories, and is a good-looking fellow. And Ezekiel, and whatever old line angels you can mash, crasp, and quack, quack, and those old ancient names. But anyway, this is the cause of Lucifer's precipitous fall. He enters in the middle of this. And so it begins with an angel choir going, with the Lord going, James Taylor really, going, "Will you pass on over?" The angels go, "Yes, Lord." "Will you all pass over?" "Yes, Lord." "Will you pass on over and join the Lord?" go, yes, we have. Have you been redeemed? Yes, we have. Then you can pass on over. You can join the Lord. And the Lord continues. I see some hard times coming. Fire, wind, and rain. Billions of people all scared of each other. Hearts full of anger and envy and pain. But they're on the edge of darkness. People come together again. Standing on the platform, waiting for the glory train. Get on the glory train. Get on the glory train. Get me standing on the platform. Bound for glory. Bound for glory. Get on the glory train. So the angels are whooping it up, very happy, except for Lucifer, not thinking that the train has been invented yet. And Taylor continues, lift up your head and stand tall. Faith be only God. With all that love inside you, salvation cannot be denied. Just when the storm is breaking, just when no hope remains, rolling into the station, get from that glory train. Get on the glory train. Get on the glory train. It's rolling into the station. Bound for glory. Bound for glory. Get on the glory train. So everyone's very happy. And Lucifer steps to the center of the whatever it is. Yeah. If I might intrude just for a moment, in order to inject a note of reality into this festive occasion. In all my life, I don't believe I've ever heard such bullshit, even from you, a master of bullshit. You know it. And all the angels are backing away. I know it. It's bullshit. Bullshit. All of the faith and prayer in the world, nothing but dumb shows and circuses. You know it's a lie. It'll always be a lie. The invention of an animal who knows he's going to die. Some fools in the desert with nothing else to do. So scared of the dark they didn't know if they were coming or going. So they invented me. And they invented you, and other fools will keep it all going and growing. And he says, everybody except everyone's flown away. We're a figment of their imagination, a beautiful dream, it is true. A figment of their imagination, me and you. Know it, me and you. Take off your coat real slow. Baby, take off your shoes. Yeah, I'll take your shoes. Baby, take off your dress. Yes, yes, yes. Can't leave your hat on. You can't leave your hat on. You can't leave your hat on. when I wrote this as a kid, I thought of it as a joke, but as I get older, I take it more seriously. Come on over there and turn on the light. Know all the lights. Come back here, stand on this chair. That's right. Raise your arm up into the air. Shake it. Give me a reason to live. 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 Suspicious minds are talking. Trying to tear us apart. They say that my love is wrong. They don't know what love is. 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 I've always been an admirer of Albania, which has been in the news lately more than ever in my lifetime, more so in Albania than here or in the U.S. But I used to get their paper, which was like called the Red Menace or the Red Death. And what I admired about them was their independent foreign policy. They had no ally in the world. North Korea was way too far to the right for them. They were imperialist dogs, and the Russians were leeches on the capitalist hind end, and the Chinese were far too moderate for them. So I wanted to write them an anthem, and I started, you know, a white moon shines on the goat herd, and I didn't have enough information. I couldn't go on, really. So instead, I wrote them a wedding song. I later moved it to Alabama when I needed it for a concept album. But it's entirely Albanian in derivation, and it's in very bad taste at the same time. There she is, sitting there, out behind the smokehouse in her rocking chair. She don't say nothing. She don't do nothing. She don't feel nothing. She don't know nothing. Maybe she's crazy, I don't know. Maybe that's why I love her so. Papa was a midget, the mama was a whore, granddad was a newsboy till he was 84. Man, don't you think I know she hates me? Man, don't you think I know that she's no good? If she knew how, she'd be unfaithful to me. Think she'd kill me if she could. Maybe she's crazy, I don't know. Maybe that's why I love her so. This is the real Albanian part right here. I'm not afraid of the gray wolf that stalks through our forest at dawn. As long as I have her beside me, I have the strength to carry on. Today we will be married, and all the freaks that she knows will be there. And all the people from the village will be there to congratulate us. Now we'll carry her across the threshold. Now we'll make dim the light. Now we'll attempt to spend my love within her. though I'll try with all my might. She will laugh at my mighty sword. She will laugh at my mighty sword. Why must everybody laugh at my mighty sword? Lord, help me if you will. Maybe we're both crazy, I don't know. But maybe that's why love is so. This is a song called Political Science, or Let's Drop the Big One. No one likes us, I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one, see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old. Africa's far too hot and Canada's too cold. And South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one. There'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. Build an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London and boom Perry. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, would just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. You wear a Japanese kimono, baby, the Italian shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow, so let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now. See you a little bit. Thank you. Turpentine, a dandelion wine. I've turned the corner and I'm doing fine. Shooting at the birds on the telephone line. Picking them off with this gun of mine. I got a fire in my belly and a fire in my head. Going high and high till I'm dead. Sister Sue, she's short and stout. She didn't grow up, she grew out. Mama says she's lame, she's just being kind. Papa thinks she's pretty, but is almost blind. Don't let her out much, except at night. But I don't care, cause I'm alright. Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. And the young folks roll on the floor. Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. Keep them hard times away from my door. Brother Gene is big and mean, and he don't have much to say. Had a little woman who we whooped each day. Now she's gone away. Got drunk last night and kicked mama down the stair. But I'm alright, so I don't care. Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. And the young folks roll on the floor. Oh, the sun shines bright of my old Kentucky home. Keep them hard times away from my door. Thank you for being so patient with the TV. I hope it isn't intruding on your on the show too much, but I wanted to reach out to Stuttgart and Hamburg and all the little hamlets spread across the country and get them to know me and love me and buy my records and then retire, I think, to the Park Hotel in Bremen. Is not bad. Only if I could be made a Vaughn or a Zoo or both. This is a song about the Cuyahoga River in Cleveland, which caught on fire 25 years ago this week. It's a fire hazard. There's a red moon rising on the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. There's a red moon rising on the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. It's an expensive effect. There's an oil barge winding down the Cuyahoga River, rolling in Cleveland to the lake. There's an oil barge winding down the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. Cleveland, city of light, city of magic. It's like a George Michael show. Cleveland, city of light, you're calling me. Cleveland, even now I can't remember. Cause the Cuyahoga River goes smoking through my dreams. Oh, no smoke. Burn on, big river, burn on. Burn on, big river, burn on. Now the Lord can make you tumble. Lord can make you turn. The Lord can make you overflow. The Lord can make you burn. Burn on, big river. Burn on. Burn on, big river. It's tremendous effects in that, wasn't it? You don't have to see Janet Jackson or anything like that. It cost over $4 to do that. This is a song about a murderer. In Germany, before the war, there was a man who owned a store. In 1934 in Dusseldorf, and every night at 5:09 he'd cross the park down to the Rhine, and he'd sit there by the shore. Looking at the river, but I'm thinking of the sea, thinking of the sea, thinking of the sea. I'm looking at the river, but I'm thinking of the sea, reflected in his glasses as he watches them. A little girl has lost her way, with hair of gold and eyes of gray.
Down to New Orleans.
anything to dream. Back to her friends and her family in the land of dreams. When I saw a number of years ago the video for We Are the World, where all the celebrities singing. First thing I noticed when I saw it was that I wasn't in it. But the next thing was that I began to like it, as we all did, and I wanted to do something like it, where I could get a bunch of, you know, write an anthem-like thing, and a bunch of good celebrities in the background, you know, people who believe in good things, like not like Prince or Ice-T. But I mean, like Kenny Rogers or Kenny Loggins or some Kenny, and Johnny Jimmy, and you know, Sting. He's doing good things, Rainforest and stuff like that. But I get all them together, and I'd have to be on it because I wrote the goddamn thing. They'd have to let me sing. Cyndi Lauper wouldn't be able to fight the mic away from me. Well, anyway, so I wrote this with that in mind, so you have to picture the video that I'm planning on doing when I can get these people together of, you know, a group of good celebrities standing in the background as I begin. I wouldn't sing the whole thing. I'll tell you how I'd lay it out. Ran out all my children. They're humming in the background. And I ran out all my wife. Gonna run out on you too, baby. Everybody cried the night I left. Well, almost everybody did. My little boy just hung his head. And I was going to get Michael Jackson to do this part, but I'm not sure now whether he's a good celebrity or a bad celebrity. But we'll get him anyway. We need it, you know, just for the money. To earn it for the Crippled Squirrels Foundation. If I had one wish, one dream I knew would come true. I want to speak to all the people of the world. I'd get up there, I'd get up there on that platform. First I'd sing a song or two, you know I wouldn't. And I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd talk to the people and I'd say, it's a rough, rough world. It's a tough, tough world. Well, you know. Things don't always go the way we plan. There's one thing one thing we all have in common. Something that everyone can understand. All over the world, sing along. I just won't. They hook up with McCartney and those 60 fucking guitars from one. You don't hurt like I do. I just want you to hurt like I do. I just want you to hurt like I do. Honest I do. Honest I do. Honest I do. Send their children there. And this teacher says to us, we have a problem here. This child just will not do a thing we tell him to. And he's such a big old thing. He hurts the other children. And all the games they play, he plays too rough. I said, hold it, teacher. Wait a minute. Maybe my ears are clogged or something. Maybe I'm not understanding English language. Yeah, you don't seem to realize my life is good. My life is good, you old bat. My life. This evening, some young associates of ours flying in to see us from New York City. They're gonna stay with us in a couple weeks or so. I'm gonna take them to restaurants and everything and go get them some real good cocaine. They don't get much where they come from. This one guy's wife, such a pretty little brown thing, I'm liable to give her a poke or two. What do you think of that? Teacher, let me tell you a little story. Just this morning, my wife and I went to this hotel in the hills where a very good friend of ours happens to be staying. And the name of this young man is Mr. Springsteen. Yeah. We talked about some kind of woodblock or something. This new guitar we like. You know what he said to me? I'll tell you what he said to me. He said, Rand, I'm tired. How would you like to be the boss for a while? My life is good. My life is good. remember, it was a while back, but do you remember my song, Rider in the Rain, the cowboy song? Okay. I could, if you would sing the choruses, I would appreciate it. It goes, I'll play for you. He's a rider, it was a number one record, you must remember. He's a rider in the rain, he's a rider in the rain, and I'm going to, but sing it better than that, in tune. Get ready, 32 bars. If you don't sing it, it'll be good practice for being dead. Got a gun in my holster. Got a horse between my knees. And I'm going to Arizona. Pardon me, boys, if you please. 16 bars, get ready. I have been a desperado. Raped and pillaged across the plain. Now I'm going to Arizona. Gonna be a rider in the rain. Here we go. He's a rider in the rain. He's a rider in the rain. And I'm going to Arizona. Gonna be a rider in the rain. Belgium has nothing to worry about. My mother's in St. Louis. My bride's in Tennessee. So I'm going to Arizona with my banjo on my knee. Here we go. He's a
rider in the rain.
I'm a rider in the rain. And I'm going to Arizona. Be a rider in the rain. Wow, it's kind of touching. Very good. Really, very good. You should move here. Used to work in Uncle's feed store. Well, he was fighting in the war. Now I'm going to Arizona. Ain't gonna work for him no more. No. I'm the son, I'm just testing, of the prairie. And the wind has sweeped the plain. Guess it wasn't the number one record. Now I'm going to Arizona. Gonna be a rider in the rain. Here we go. He's a rider in the rain. He's a rider. America, get food. You won't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. You just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's great to be an American. Ain't no lion or tiger. Ain't no mama snake, just a sweet watermelon and a buckwheat cake. Everybody is as happy as a man can be. Climb aboard, little wharf, sail away with me. Sail away, sail away. Across the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. In all gonna be an American. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean.